Texas administrators admit they are ignoring critical race theory ban. By Spencer Lindquist on February 16, 2023. School administrators in Texas admitted they are disregarding Governor Greg Abbott's critical race theory ban in a new report from Accuracy in Media. "We do not follow much of, like, what Abbott is trying to get us to do." Marissa Perez, a content coordinator at Edgewood Independent School District in San Antonio, Texas, admitted on camera in a conversation about Abbott's ban on critical race theory. She also added, "The superintendent really does what he believes is best for kids and not necessarily what is popular with the crowd, or politics at the time. The bottom line is we've gotten around it by saying, well, we're just not teaching that." Evan Whitfield, the director of science at Cobble Independent School District, remarked on camera. Accuracy in Media's president Adam Gillett stated that the organization's hidden camera investigation revealed that laws don't mean a whole lot to the radicals who run public education. Brad Cloud, the director of instructional technology at South San Antonio Independent School District, stated on camera that "I think we just fly under the radar in a conversation about the effects of the ban on critical race theory." Meanwhile, Annie Marie Yarborough, the director of social studies at Richardson Independent School District, signaled her agreement with the sentiment that the ban might have appeased constituents, but in practicality it's not going to mess with education. Millie Reynolds, the assistant director of secondary social studies at Northeast Independent School District, was asked whether or not the schools have MAGA parents pushing back, to which she responded, "There are a few, but they don't win the argument." She also added, "What they like to do is talk about it on TV to get votes." The human resources director for McKinney Independent School District, Wendy Dutton, stated that the school waits until they get a lot more direct instruction, saying that they also haven't done anything yet. Meanwhile, Angie Knight, the curriculum coordinator for Lancaster Independent School District, stated on a call that "We are majority African American. And so, I can tell you that there are some things that just won't happen." She went on to say, "The majority of your clientele are minority children. There are going to be things that will never be. No matter what anyone tells us, we're not going to eliminate that." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.